I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. One of the things that I shared in teaching over the weekend was Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, where the text says, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." I love how this scripture puts everything into perspective. I love how it gives me this wonderful confidence that God provides for us. I believe God will provide for our daily needs like food and housing and clothing. I believe God will provide you with the help of the Spirit so you're never alone. I believe God will provide you with a way out of temptation. I believe God will provide you with his joy. I believe God will provide you with what you need to do his will, and that he will provide you with spiritual strength. And I also believe with all my heart he'll provide you with eternal protection. And you know, it's interesting, my friend, that God has never failed us. There have been times when we have most certainly failed him, but God has never failed us. So in that spirit today, and in looking and praying and thinking over these things that he provides us, and also the confidence of Philippians 4:19, I invite you into a time of prayer where you can just tell the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. Whatever the first two things that come to the top of your mind, and share them out loud, verbally. Tell the Lord you're grateful for those things right now. Amen. And then I invite you to tell the Lord, thank you for supplying all your needs. You're still breathing. You're still living. You've still got so much that the Lord has yet to complete in your life today. And I invite you to let him complete that work and to say to him, Lord, thank you that you are providing for me. You are giving me everything that I need. And just tell the Lord that you are indeed grateful for his provision. And now in this first day of this next 10-day set, as we talk about God's provision in our life, I remind you that not only does he provide for you, but he provides the very best for you. So let's take attention to our breath and just slow our pace down a little bit. Let's find a place of quietude, a place of solitude, and allow the Spirit of God just to begin to know that your heart is longing to have a chat with the divine. I invite you now, friend, with every breath to draw in heavenly wisdom, and with every exhale, press out the anxiety and frustration that comes with this human life. Let's draw a deep breath in. On this next one, draw in, and it's almost like you're sending that oxygen to a different place that is life-giving within your soul. And then when you exhale, you're forcing out whatever tension may be left in your body. You ready? And now I invite you to hear from the Lord. One of the greatest things that he provides us is his voice and his direction. And so today, just stop long enough to hear him as he nudges you, as he prompts you, as he gives you direction, as he places his hand on you, and listen for his voice. I promise you, the more you listen for it and the more frequently you listen for God's voice, the more recognizable it is. I'll give you a few moments just to hear from the Lord, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, God's provision is an extraordinary thing. He does indeed provide for us everything that we could ever hope or pray for. God has not only redeemed us, friend, not only does He fight for us and pray for us, He provides for us. With what a difference. I am so grateful that the Lord would love us so much that He could give us this promise that if we would cling to our life, we would lose it, but if we would give up our life for Him, we would find it. Listen, friend, today, give up your life, surrender to Him, and trust in His provision. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for day two in God's provision series on the weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.